My idea is if you're really on to something important and real and true and you're not trying to con somebody, then the best thing you can do is present the whole case to the people, and they will usually see the light and they'll get on board. You know, but you have to educate the people the truth. You can't, you know, educate them, you know, all the BS that's out there about, oh, well, you know, France is more dense and we can't do, it won't work in this country. I'm talking about educating them the real truth about, you know, that our forefathers had enough insight to build our original rail system. They had enough foresight to build the interstate highway system and the universities. And, you know, everyone does take all that for granted, but somebody at some point had enough vision and then persistence to get these things up and running. And then everyone else gets to come along and just enjoy all the fruits of that. So you've got to tell the people the truth. The people need to know how serious our oil dependency is, how dangerous this dependency is if we don't do something about it. You know, that they need to know that. They need to know how serious climate change is, and the main cause of it is our burning of fossil fuels, which again goes right back to transportation. And so, and they need to know the solutions. Here's solution A, B, C, D, and E. Here's the pros and cons of each. Now that you're armed with all the proper information and how transportation actually gets funded, that it's, you know, people make decisions now and then we you know, inherit what they decided and will be stuck with whatever they spend the money on for the next 30 years. So these are all extremely important issues that I think everybody in America needs to be up to speed. They need to get the knowledge and then they need to be armed with the true facts and the truth, and then they will, I believe, they will make the right decision. 90% of them will, when given all the facts.